Good morning. We're Masechet Beit Daf Yud Bet. We're starting on the Amud, second line, new Mishnah. And the Shir this morning is Lerefua Shleima of Ma'ayan Chaim ben Rani Berta and Aryeh Leiv ben Aharona Rachel. Should be a Lerefua Shleima for both of them. Okay, so we carry on with the Mishnah here. Now that Machloket Behilim et Shammai. Shabbat Omrim, Ein Motzin, Lo et HaKatan, Velo et HaLulav, Velo et Sefer Torah L'Shel Rabbi. So according to Beit Shammai, you can't on Yontif take out a child, right, or Lulav, or Sefer Torah, Sharabim. Hilo Matrimi, this is okay. So Rashi says over here, Loita Katan, Ko Mili de Lav Tzorech Achila. Well, according to Rashi, this Mishnah is discussing all things that aren't to do with eating. Beit Shammai says Asur, Hilo says Muta. Completely different. Rabbi Chananel says the whole Mishnah discussing over here things that you can do for the mitzvah, for a purpose of a mitzvah. So lulav to shake the lulav, sefer Torah drew from the sefer Torah, and the kid to take him out to do a bris. And on that, we know matirin lo tzian afilu l'shto rabbi. And we'll see that fits in with the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara is going to bring him in the moment a discussion about Nolat Nedava. You can bring a Nedava on Yontif or not, because the Nedava is not the Tzorech Lemitzvah Yontif. Right? And Nolat Riya, Nolat Chagiga is not Nolat Nedava. Where according to Rashi, is not connected whatsoever. We'll see. Rashi is talking about just them, whether you can take things out or not. They are not related to food. Beit Shammai says no. He'll say Beit Shammai only allows ochel nefesh, and Beit Shammai only allows ochel nefesh, and Beit Hillel says even other things are allowed other than ochel nefesh. So mamash machloket in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. Let's go on the Gemara. It's like a Tana Kamet Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. So there was a Tana there who was teaching bright in front of Rabbi Dimi Bar Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Dimi. He said like this: Hashochet olat nedava b'yom tov loke. If a person brings olat nedava, in other words, you donate olat to the Kbet HaMikdash and you bring it in the Korban Yontif, you get malkot. Look at Rashi. Olat nedava, de'ilu olat chovat hayom rachman l'sharia. When it comes to the olat, which of the day, like if there's anything to write, Korban HaTamid, for example, is an olat. So that is okay. Right? Aval zo, yesh lakivar lachayom, so you should have brought off the Yontif. So then you get malkot. Why you get malkot? So the Mishnah Shas changes the pasuk that's brought in Rashi over here. He says over here, the reason you get malkot, because the pasuk over here says, because the pasuk says, "Kol melacha lo yaseh bahem." This is melacha. You can't do melacha here. What are you bringing a korban olah for? So Amalei. So now Rav Yitzchak Badim says to the Tana, "Damalachmani, who's this guy according to Beit Shammai? This Beit Shammai? Why would you think it's Beit Shammai? The Mishnah Shas changed the word, not the Amri, but the Asri. Beit Shammai, the Asri." Velo Amrinan mitoch shudra hotzah letzorech hutra namishlo letzorech. He says it must be your brighter here is according to Beit Shammai. And Beit Shammai are not of the opinion that since something was mutar letzorech yontif, we said, ach, you know what? Once it's mutar already letzorech, hutra namilo letzorech. So people, for example, carry around things on yontif. We only carry food. We carry books, we carry clothes, we carry all stuff. Some, I remember when I was a kid, these two people who wanted to say that you can carry a magza to shul on yon, you can't carry it home. Iris nodding. Do you remember that day? There were people who used to not want to carry things home. Right? Because they said, for yontif, you can carry it to shul, because you need it for davening. But then you're going to be a chokhom, but you need to make kiddush when you go home, or if you have a kiddush apart. Because the kiddush yontif is only three psukim, you can find another in somewhere else. But that's more, it seems like Beit Shammai. Because the eBay hit us in the Gemara, ha amrei b'toch shu hotzah l'tzorech hutra lo tzorech. Once hotzah was matir, was hetter given for hotzah on yontif, no difference was made between hotzah l'tzorech or hotzah shelo l'tzorech. Hotzah was allowed. Now again, I suppose you can't go to town. It has to be within the gedir of simchat yontif, and it's yontif and not tircha. You start calling cases. But bottom line is, I don't know. But I don't think this idea of carrying the seal to shul and not to at home from shul. And for me, simchat yontif, you don't want your books lying around in there. You want them at home with you. That's part of your simchat yontif. I don't know. Anyway. So Gemara is like, therefore, Hachanami, you talk should just hit in a tzorchut, should have a shlut tzorich. So it says this, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi to the Tana, who taught in the Bride, said, look, it must be by Shabbat, because going by Hillel, Hillel says, things that are mutar for Yontif or mutar, even everything on the, in that category is mutar. Just like Hotza'ah is mutar, which was hutra originally the Tzorich Ochel Nefesh, so too it's hutra for everything. So too when it comes to Shechita, Shechita was hutra the Tzorich Ochel Yontif, therefore it's also hutra lo the Tzorich Yontif, and therefore you can, once you can Shecht and Olah, and for the, for Yontif, you can Shecht and Olah Tindava as well. That's what he wants to say. So Mat Kivra Rabba, Rabba said, what are you talking about? Where are you coming with? That's the machloket over here. The machloket of shchita, hutra over there, hotza'a and shchita, hutra tzorich, hutra tzorich. That's not the machloket. Maybe it's about eruv hotza'a to Shabbat. Vein eruv hotza'a to Yom Tov kemifliga. That's the machloket. We're discussing here hotza'a and hotza'a. Maybe he's saying like this. On Shabbos, you've got the din of hotza'a, you've got the din of eruv. Maybe on Yom Tov, you haven't got the din of Shabbos of hotza'a, din of eruv. Maybe they had eruv or yontif. Okay, that's your eruv, and that's the machloket. Look at Rashi. Be'eruv hotza'ah im nesra hotza'ah b'yom tov v'nitkenu hilchot eruv echatzot l'yom tov im la. That's the question: is hotza'ah asur on yontif for starters? And if so, are the didim of eruv chatzerot also applicable on yontif? Now, today eruv chatzot, we all learned eruv in here. Eruv Chatzor is when you've got lots of houses opened up into lots of the little courtyards, and essentially now turrets, all one big yard, not a problem, you can carry. Comes along, the Chachamim said, no, make Eruv Chatzor, bring bread from everybody, put it into one of the houses, that you can carry from each yard to the other yard, and from each house into the other house, etc. But that's only for Shabbos. What's that one?
I just said exactly what you said. It's just for Shabbos. Unless you remember, you could carry on Yom Tov. You used to carry everything.
Right, okay. So that's Shabbos. Is it for Yontif as well? Maybe that's the machloket says Rabba. Right? Dilma erhotzav and erhotzav the kemifigay. Man sava erhotzav shabbat erhotzav le yomtov. Umar sava. So why did the Beit Shammai would say you need an eruv for Yontif as well? Umar sava erhotzav shabbat and erhotzav le yomtov. I need it for your Shabbos, not for Yontif. Kidichtil, you quote the pasuk v'lotot yom misa masam v'atechem yom shabbat. This is a pasuk, by the way, from Yirmiyah. This is nothing to do with, it's not a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, he says over here, look at Rashi over here. He says, "V'afagav the ikar hotza'a mivayaviru ko b'machane." That's where it comes from with Moshe Rabbeinu. They build the Beit Hamikdash. All the money came, all the enough stuff came. He said, "Stop! It's now Shabbos. Don't bring any more stuff." Nafkelan Yirmiyah, right? By Yirmiyah, later on, many years later, v'pirei shelo neshayel b'Shabbat mishumachi kesharu. About shchita, that's why it was hotzah is no problem. About shchita, shehi av melacha. In other words, Rabbi's argument here with Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is: how can you compare the shchita to the hotzah? Maybe it's a machlok hotzah, but how do you now come and say that? But he does of the opinion that once anything's mutar for yontif, everything's mutar for yontif. So you can do shchita for a korban of the day, you can add a shchita for that. But no, the machloket is limited to the machloket of hotza'ah. Shabbos, yes. Yontov, no. Shabbos, no. Etc. And the Bayim of Pireshilon Yisrael Eber Shabbat, Bishum Hachi Kesharu. That's why Shabbos is Asur hotza'ah. Yontov Butar. Aval B'shchita, She'av Melacha, Shechting, U'bichla lo taseh ko melachai. And it's part of that. Isur. Ein Melach, afilu behilel, im hutra letzorech, lo hutra shletzorech, v'ach batid nafilu behilel. So he wants to say, because so Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said to the Tana, your brighter which said that if a person is Shecht Olin Dava is Chayv Malkot, that must be Beit Shammai. Because Beit Shammai is the one who says, lo Hutra L'Tzorech. But Hillel says, yes, and it's across the board. He says, Rabbi, what are you talking about? But Hillel only say that with regards to Hotza'ah. But when it comes to Shechita, even Hillel would tell you Chayv Malkot. So this brighter could be, or according to Beit Hillel as well, not only according to Beit Shammai. Clear? Everybody clear, right? Happy? Okay. So now we've had Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rabba. Now comes on Rabbi Yosef. Matkiv Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, what are you talking about? Gurashi. Ahach at kafa de Rabba. He's going to cash you on Rabba over here. They don't want to say that it's only on Hotza'ah and not anything else. And therefore the brighter is also going to Beit Hillel. So he says like this, Elameata Liflagu Babanim. If what you're saying, Rabbah, is right, that the machloket between the Hillel and Beit Shammai is whether there is a din of hotza'ah at all on Yontif or not, then we could show a bigger chiddush in the Mishnah. And why discuss here Katan and Lulav and Sefer Torah, which all have elements, like Rabbi Nachman explained, of mitzvah, of the inyan and the mitzvah? You can understand, it's like, you know, it's a reason to want to allow them to be carried out. If it's just a question of hotza'ah or not, so lifnu gub avanim, why the Hillel and Beit Shammai argue about stones? But there's no purpose for the mitzvah. Let Beit Hillel say you can take stones on Yontif because there's no hotza'ah anymore, so there's no problem taking anything out. And Beit Shammai says, no, you can't take out stones because he thinks there is hotza'ah on Yontif. That would have been a bigger chiddush. Look at Rashi, lifnu gub avanim. E ain isur hotza'ah. If there's no isur hotza'ah, then also ain isur tiltu. Because I put on the carrying stuff. Shelo ne'esar tiltu le mishum hotza'ah. He says that tiltu, remember, tiltu, we learned that in Masechet Shabbos, right? Hamotiv shel rishut, and tiltu, darat amot, and the whole lot. Tiltu, hotza'ah, are basically two sides of the same coin. Right?
Isn't muktza inyan shel rabbanu, right?
On Yontov,
you could touch
muktza
stuff, and you could
So he's saying, you're asking another question. That's your question, what about, isn't odd stones muktza? Okay, but let's say we got stones, you set aside it of Yontif. They're not muktzah. Muktzah is a different subject altogether. Let's say you got stones that aren't muktzah. You got a pile of stones ready to stone people to drive on Yontif. Okay? And they're not muktzah. They're prepared. There's hachana and they mutta lechatchila, obviously, because we see it all the time, right? Must be mutta lechatchila. So let's say you got stones that aren't muktzah now. The question is, that should be a machla. Why come and argue about lulav and katan and Sefer Torah, if your whole point, you have to just make the point, there's no, that Beit Hillel says there's no such thing as no problem with Hotzaim. And someone says, yes, just take stone, stone, anything. Could be anything, right? That's what he says. And there's no Gzaira. Basically, everything's okay. What Tzibur can't do, we don't make Isurim for. So then go for stones. He says, however, since they didn't argue on stones, right? The Gemara says, they're not just talking about anything, they're talking here about Hotza'ah Shlo L'Tzorich. Now we'll see, Rabbi Yosef here is a little bit confusing because the Hotza'ah Shlo L'Tzorich Pligi is not exactly how we explained Hotza'ah Shlo L'Tzorich in a second ago. But Rashi does come to the rescue and helps us here a little bit. Look what Rashi says over here. Everybody says there is such thing as Hotzal Yom Tov. The Torah said on Yom Tov, you allowed Hotzal Letzorech. Ubehilal Itlehu, he says that Kevan de Hutra Letzorech, Hutra Min HaTorah Legamre. Vehilal said like this, listen, from the Torah, no one disagrees that as far as the Torah is concerned, Hutra Hotza'ah L'Tzorich Yontif, whether it's food, whether it's a Siddur, whether it's a Lulav. Okay, Lulav is a separate issue. Right? We got to exaggerate. You can't go to Shabbos. No. Yontif, of course, talking rubbish. Scrap that. Right? On Yontif, you can take a Lulav to Shul. Of course you can. But Beit Hillel says, you know what? Mina Torah, Hutra L'Tzorich, Hutra Nami Lo L'Tzorich. And Beit Shammai says, no. Mina Torah, Hutra L'Tzorich only. Lo L'Tzorich. Look at Rashi, yeah? El Rabbanan Gazur b'midi dehave tirche delo tzarich egon avanim. When it comes to things that are just mamish tirche, and I've got zero tzorich for Yontif. So even though Hutra Namelo tzorich, mina Torah, Rabbanan said that within that category of lo tzorich, we're still going to limit it. You can't just do whatever you want. Right?
Hutra L'Tzorich refers to Tzorich Ochel Nefesh.
The original Hutra was Hutra L'Tzorich Ochel Nefesh. That you could, but Hotza'ah, you could take out food for Hotza'ah for Ochel Nefesh. Sorry, but I never made the clear Hotza'ah Ochel Nefesh. But comes along, Beit Hillel says that once the Torah said Hutra L'Tzorich Ochel Nefesh, everything else of Hotza'ah was Hutra as well. And that's where Beit Shammai disagrees. But Beit Hillel would agree that within the din of Torah, everything is mutar ani ochel nefesh. However, Rabbanan will go say certain things that you can't do. So things which are clearly got nothing to do with the chag, you can't do. Stones will be one of them. That's why the Mishnah is talking about stones, says Rav Yosef to Rabbah. He says, what do you know about Rabbah? Right? If that was the case, we should argue about stones. Oh, why are they arguing about stones? Because it's not just a question of hotza'ah, everything lehutra. Right? About the katan, the sefer Torah, the tshechina is a bit of a need for them. Lord God, it wasn't exera. So according to Behilal, what's the din according to Behilal? Behilal says that everything is mutar, but there's a gzaira on things that have got nothing to do with the chag. Where Behilal's Beit Shammai says, Beit Shammai like lu migo. They say there's no migo here. Migo shehutra l'torich hutra v'lo l'torich. Umidi l'torich achila. She'atorah hetirto hutar. V'she'enu torich achila ve'isuro omed min ha'torah. So Beit Shammai comes along and says that isur min ha'torah, that hutra l'torich ochel nefesh. Okay? And hutra gam lo l'torich. There's a bit of a difficulty in there because it seems, according to Rashi, that Beit Shammai and Behilal are arguing a lot more than just on the gzaira. They're also asking arguing on the fundamentals of what was mutar or not. And Beit Shammai says only ochel nefesh, full stop. Behilal says everything, not only ochel nefesh, but Behilal then has gzairas on limiting certain stuff. Right? So shechting on a nadava on yontav might not be fit in with Behilal. Behilal might say, what are you bringing in the nadava for yontav for? Nadava is not for yontav. So the other do the yontav, and therefore when Rabbi wanted to say even Behilal, Rabbi said that if that was the case and argue about Avanim, Rabbi Yosef might say, listen, it's a bit of a middle range over here. It's not complete, not absolute, the oxeras, and maybe shchita for a nadava might not be part of that. It might be asur, and it might be Behilal, might not be Behilal. I don't know how I would explain that, but look at the Rashi over here. So he says, look at Rashi, look at the pligi, Beit Shammai Hillel. Uda kula alma yesh isur otzal yom tov mi vayaviru kol machane. De yeshna b'shar melachot. Ve yirmiya haya mazirin ha-shabatot shehen chamurin v'alavai yishmau. He says, no, and don't learn from Yirmiya that it's only Shabbos that is an isur of yom tov otzal, not yom tov. Even on yom tov, isur of otzal. So why did Yirmiyah only speak about Shabbos? Because in his time, he was alavai, let's just keep Shabbos and listen on Shabbos. We'll get to later. But let's just stop carrying on Shabbos, right? But it seems that there is from the Torah and Israel on Hotza'ah and Yontif for things that are legamre, not part of Yontif. There's a steer here with the Rashi and the Behidah, because he wants to say Behidah, that Rashi says that everything was muta. Look at the Rashi over here. Huch min ha-Torah legamre. And Rabbanan Gazur. That note is b'mashi what Rashi says. Rashi says over here, Rabbanan Gazur, Rashi says that min haTorah ubehida itlehu kevan dehutre letzorech hutre min haTorah legamre. Rashi talking about as far as hotza'ah is concerned, and therefore it wouldn't fit in that our brayta is according to Behilal as well, because he's talking about shchita, and shchita is not a question. We talk about hutre letzorech, not hutre letzorech with regards to hotza'ah, not regard to shchita at all. Okay, so that but Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that the machlok is regards to shehutra hotza'ah. Now, only hotza'ah, the machlok here about Shammai is about hotza'ah, right? The Tani Tani came in Rabbi Yochanan. This is where we learned there was a Tani came in from. We don't psachim yet, right? It says, "Hamavasher, this Hamavasher gid anashe bechalav biyom tov." If you cooked the gid anashe, which is Israel right to eat it, with chalav, with milk on yom tov, va'achlon you ate it. So he says, "Loke chamesh, you get five malkot. Loke mishum mavasher gid, ve'loke mishum ochel gid." First, you cook in the gid, and because of eating the gid, loke mishum mavasher basar bechalav and meat and milk, ve'loke mishum ochel basar bechalav, cooking and then eating basar bechalav, ve'loke, and the fifth one, you loke. Mishum havara look at Rashi. Shehi melacha lighting the flame is a melacha on its own. Mekasavar and this time at the moment he has said Rabbi Yochanan that yesh chiluk melachot liyom tov lelakot shteim or shteim melachot liyom tov. That mishum if you did two melachot which in other words all the different melachot you're going to get lots of things. So there's one havara and there's bishum. Right? Look mishum havara. Right? So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says to him, puktan lebra, get out of that midrash. Right, havara or bishul and a mishnah. There's no way that you tell me that havara and bishul and havara are the same thing. Cooking and lighting is one melocha. Right. So now before we explain in a second, look at this. Lichut Rashi Aviyah says mishum havara shelo letzorich. The havara melacha laatzma or bishul melacha laatzma. So the issue over here is on havara shelo letzorich. Why not letzorich? Because you were doing it for an isur. You can't just light things. You can light things for a hectare, not for an isur. So the Havara Lola Tzorich was in Israel. That's what he wants to say over here. And he says, Puktan Rabbi, when we said the Ta'utu, it's a Ta'ut, right? He said, like this, Havara Bishul and Mishnah. Then there's another Mishnah. If you're going to tell me that it is a limud according to this, right? Then look at Rashi. He says, and the Mishnah lo nishnait b'ol ha'bad Mishnah. This din that you just told me now. Ve'im nishne, if you want to tell me that it is, then it's Beit Shammahid. Amre lo amina mitoch shukra hotza'a l'tzorech, hutra namish lo l'tzorech. He says, because Beit Shammai, he out there, there's a machlok. Beit Shammai says that maybe you can say this is Beit Shammai. Why? Because he says that mitoch shut l'tzotza'a l'tzorech, ani yotza'a, lo, right, hutrami shel lo l'tzorech. Hachinami, I mean, lo amina, I'm sorry, mitoch shutra. He doesn't say that. Hachinami, so to lo amina mitoch shutra havara l'tzorech, hutrami shel lo l'tzorech. See, you see that he ties it in. Beit Shammai says that you don't apply the din of since something is mutar l'tzorech, it's mutar also lo l'tzorech with regard to hotza'ah. So he'll say that Beit Shammai will tell you why you chayv yatwas, because the fact that you were mutar heter of havara l'tzorech for bishul, it's asur l'lo l'tzorech. Okay, but we'll be learning about the bishul and the heter of tzorech l'tzorech as a derivative to come and actually teach us that Rabbi Yochanan used that din of Beit Shammai doesn't apply hutra l'tzorech l'lo l'tzorech. So even he agrees that that's the machloke that he's cholek on with the Hillel. And the Hillel does say it. Look in the rest of the Gemara. Right? The Ibn Hillel, it was Ben Hillel, Kevan de Amre. Ben Hillel say what? Mitoch shehutra hotza'a letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. So there, the Gemara ends off and says, Hachi nami in akes abiyah. Right? Mitoch shehutra havara letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. Ben Hillel won't tell you that there's an issue there for havara and for bishul, that the heter has to actually light. And you say there's a Sephardi Moroccan custom to light on Yom Tov. So maybe...
With a match. The fire is
on. Okay, so maybe that's it. Okay, interesting. Okay. Give a look at the Rabbeinu Chananya. Vidu Rabbi Yochanan Netanah Abra. Ubishul eina mishnah, klomar eino chayav bahen, alibet behidel, dimitoch shehutra havara letzorech. You could allow havara l'tzorech, okay? Okay, interesting. I never thought about that. All right, okay. So now new mishnah. Okay, Beit Shammai emulichin chalav batot okam yom tov. Beit Shammai says you can't take if you've got chalav for the kohen or matanot like Rashi says, yeah, matanot or like azroa velechayi, you know, the thigh and the cheek and the kaiva and all these 20 part of these 24 meloch matanot you give to the kohen when you shecht an animal. Right, so emulchin chala. Even though you can do hafrashat chala, because lo sharu leho lechata letiko, letakes lato hitru lo velo yoter. So you're allowed to take chala, otherwise you can't bake dough. If you can't take chala, then how can you bake bread on Yom Tov? Right, you're allowed to bake bread, so you can take off the chala. But so you can take the chala off just to do the tikkun for the bread, so you can eat the bread, but you can't actually give it to the kohen on Shabbat on Yom Tov. That you can't do, says Beit Shammai. Right, and also matanot. Right, you can't give them as well. The actual taking of them is mutar. Because you're allowed to take them, you got a mitzvah to take them. How do you eat the meat? You don't do that. It's interesting thing. Even though your meat isn't called tevil, if you never gave, like today, for example, we don't give kohanim any gifts, right? We don't take up anything from them. We should kill an animal. We don't go and give them the zeru and lechaim, etc. She says, "Miyu im lo pireish shara basar mihen." Same thing. He says, "You are from Asay." V'chulan mishum gzeira v'chulan mishum gzeira de ein meitzer. You are from Asay. V'chulan mishum gzeira de ein magbiin truma. Okay, the Agora Bach adds in there, "De ein magbiin truma," not otam. De ein magbiin truma. It's all part of a gzeira of truma because you can't take truma on Yom Tov. So therefore, all these matanot you can't give to the kohen because you might come to end up taking truma, thinking it's a gzeira because of truma. That's what Beit Shammai says. He says, "Ein molichin chalav matanot okam yom tov." Now listen to this important. The Gemara is going to be tricky just now. Bein shehurmu mi emesh, whether you did it yesterday, the hafrasha, or bein shehurmu mi ayom, if you did it today, makes no difference. On Yom Tov, you can't give it to the kohen. Where Hillel matir, he says you can. So now mulehim Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says to Hillel, "Why are you saying yes? Gzeira shava." Now Rashi says, "Yeah, this is not a real gzeira shava." He says, "Look, glav dafka, the chulim midrabanan gazlus, all Israel drabanan. So how can you have a gzeira shava from a pasuk on Israel drabanan?" Right? He says, "Ela dumia de gzeira shava midrabanan." He says, "Similar to gzeira shava." In other words, what Beit Shammai is saying is it's similar, not really a word, but it's a gzeira shava. We could learn the din from one to the other. It's a similar din. What does he say? Chala umatanot, right? Matanah lekohen, both challah and these 24 matan are all matan al kohen, and truma is also matan al kohen, right? Also matan al kohen, and kashayim shem olichinet al truma, and you seem to agree. Rashi seems to say over here that kashayim shem olichin debaha moditulam. But Shammai says, you know, you agree with me about that, right? Sharei mi etmol hug baha. You took the truma of yesterday. It's pashut took of yesterday. You're not going to give it today. You can't take it today to the kohen. Kach em olichinet al matanot. You can't take other matnot either. Samru lahem be Hillel. Hillel says to Beit Shammai, no, don't agree with you at all. Ima martin be truma, you can't compare. Why? Because truma she'enu zakai b'har matan. In other words, you aren't allowed. Rashi says, enu zakai, enu rashai. Right? Lo nadnu chachamim la'adam koach v'zchut b'fshai. You aren't allowed. It's also to do half rasha on yontif. Tomav matan. You tell me the same thing with matanot, matanot. She says, akai, matan. Then you muta. Chachamim allowed you to take the challah off and allowed you to separate the matanot. And therefore, they allowed you to separate them. You can also donate them to the kohanim. As opposed to truma, you aren't allowed to take off at all. Therefore, you can't give it to the kohen. So basically, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai says, listen, truma, maser, all these things, you can't do, therefore these things you can't do. And it doesn't make a difference whether it was hurmu etmo or hurmu today. Even if it was done yesterday, you can't give it on yontif. Okay, we're going to see a little bit of a, because that's the Mishnah. Gemara says like this, kesal kedatach, what's our, at the moment, our understanding of this Mishnah? What's this Mishnah discussing? Shehurmu mehayom, venishchetu mehayom. That if the animal was shechted today, and you took off the things today. And if you took off from the challah, it was all today. Plus, v'shehormu mi'emesh, v'shenishchetu mi'emesh. When Beit Shammai said, ein molichin challah u'matnot okem yom tov, bein shehormu mi'emesh, bein shehormu mi'ayom, he meant, you can't take anything, whether it was yesterday, today, or today, and yesterday together. Even if you got today and yesterday together, you can't take. That's what Beit Shammai says. Which says money, use a Mishnah like. Who tells a Mishnah? So it says, Lo Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Ela Acherim. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yossi, it is Acherim, right? And we're going to see in a moment where this comes from. The Tanya, we have a Braita. The Mora quotes a Braita over here that comes from a Tosefta. And says, like, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Nechleku Beit Shammai Hillel. There's no machloket about what was done on Erev Yom Tov. Says, no, lo nechleku. What is the machloket? El holichan bifnei atzman. In other words, with regards to taking yesterday's proceeds and today's proceeds, that's not the machloket. The machloket is if you're only taking today's stuff. Shebeit Shammai omrim ein molichin, vehilo omrim molichin. Right, but how did Beit Shammai learn this from? They said like this: Chalau matanot, manakoyin, batukum matanakoyin, v'chum also manakoyin. Kesheim shemoni chin et hachuma, kach emochin et matanot. Okay, something we saw in the Mishnah. So, but Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, saying, discussing only stuff that was done today, not yesterday and today, or today and yesterday together with today, or yesterday stuff. Shamur lehim ben hilal lo. Same also in the Mishnah, you can't compare because truma you ought to take, that you ought to take. So the Gemara is saying it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so we start off by saying, Matnitin lo Rabbi Yossi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. So this was Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that we are only discussing today's stuff, not yesterday and today. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Now look at Rabbi Yossi, the second opinion. Lo nechru bet shabbi hilel ala matnot shemolichin. There's no arguing about that. He says other around completely. Beit and Beit Shammai aren't arguing about matanot, they're only arguing about truma. Maybe in our Mishnah we seem to understand that Beit and Beit Shammai agreed about truma. Right? Shebet Shammai ein molichin and Beit Hillel molichin with regard to truma. How did Beit Hillel allow truma? Chal matanot, matanot kohen. Both chal matanot or gifts for the kohen. And truma matanot kohen. Kesheis molichin da matanot, kach molichin da truma. So the Behila will say, just if you give matanot, you can also give truma, because they're all matanot for the coin. Amrul Beit Shammai. Shammai said, no. Amati matanot shezakai b'matan. You can compare matanot. You're allowed to do that, the harama on your own turf. Tomru b'truma shezakai b'truma. Okay, so see over there, Rabbi Yossi seems to be out the realm altogether. Here's the discussions about truma, the machlus truma, the machlus about matanot. Achaim omrim, right? What is the machloket? Ela amatanot. Shebeit Shama omrim ein molichin. In other words, with regards to truma, they agree that they can't take it. So the machloket is shebeit Shama omrim ein molichin with regards to the matanot. Ubeil Hillel omrim molichin. Okay, that's the brayta. So Gemara says leima acherimi velo Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the Gemara says this is acherim. Why acherim? Look at Rashi over here. Leima acherim velo Rabbi Yehuda. Klomar Rabbi Yossi vada lo efsha lo ukma. Rabbi Yossi out the realm because Rabbi says that the machlok is about truma. He's not even in the picture. Rabbi Yehuda mai. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's story? Mimasin lemeimar the matniti nami dafke b'shal emesh kamar umetukim alibay. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rabbi Yehuda again in the Mishnah, in the Brayta. Rabbi Yehuda said, what is the machloket? Holichan bifne atzman. Talking about only today stuff. So he says, mi matzina lemaimar dematiti nami dafke b'shal emesh kamar lo nishkaka kocho lomar dlok Rabbi Yehuda. So, one second, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, lo lechubet shal v'hilel al matnot shumu me'erv yom tov. They say that if you're taking yesterday's with today, it would be mutar. It's only yesterday's on their own you can't take. That's how Rabbi Yehuda wants to explain. So Rashi says, can we say that the whole Mishnah is discussing only yesterday's you can't take it today? That seems to be a bit difficult. That's what the Gemara says. Lo Rabbi Yossi, it's Pashuk of Truma. Not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the machlok is only about yesterday's stuff, taking it on Yontem, and it appears that today's stuff you could take, or if you took it together, you could take it. So therefore, it must be Acherim. Right? So Amar Rava, Rava says, no. Why you say Acherim? Mi ketani shehormu mihayom veshenishchetu mihayom. Where do you see in the Mishnah, that it's, look back in the Mishnah, machlok, look back. Bein shehormu mi'emesh, bein shehormu mi'hayom. A rabbi says, we don't know the Mishnah anything about nishchetu mi'hayom. We said just bein mi shehormu mi'hayom, bein shehormu mi'etmo. Right, go back to the very beginning where it said Gemara. It said, kesal kedatach, shehormu mi'hayom v'she nishchetu mi'hayom, shehormu mi'emesh v'shehu mi'emesh. That's the two last narrow lines of the Mishnah, of the Gemara there, right? So the Gemara said, Ahava Amina was, and we talk about stuff that was shechted today and separated today, and shechted yesterday and separated yesterday. So Rabbi, where's that from? The Mishnah is discussing Hurmu, not Nishchetu, Velolam Shchitatan Miemesh. He says, and really, the Shchita all took place yesterday. The question just is, when did you separate the tithes, the gifts? So it's all shechted yesterday, and today you separated, or yesterday you separated it, right? Say, if that's the case, Acherim doesn't fit in either. Because Acherim said, Ala Trumash Emolichin, look at Ala Matanot. Emolichin, Hilom Emolichin. He says, no. That's not the machloket. Maybe you, but Shammah might have agreed that you could Molichin. The question was, when was it done? He says, that's a lame Rabbi Yehuda. He says, maybe. So Rabbi says, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Velo Acherim. Look at Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda, he v'lo acherim. Came under matnitin dafke b'chol emesh kai. Since we're discussing only things which were from yesterday, midelo ketani shechetuim, because the Mishnah doesn't speak about being shechted today. Name the lo kacherim, the acherim ala matanot kami. They're discussing the matanot, and we're not worrying about that, right? So therefore, could it be Rabbi Yehuda? Could look at what Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, lo nechleku ala matot shumu be'er yom tov, shemolichim matnot shumu yom tov, ela loholichal b'fnei atzman. Can you take yesterday's or not? Maybe that's our Mishnah. But Shabbos Emolichin Chalav Matnot Akoyim Yom Tov. What? Bein Shehur Mumi Emesh. Bein Shehur Mumi Hayom. Hillel Matrim. Maybe Hillel's only saying today, and they agreeing on the Machlokets only what was done yesterday. So Gemara says, "No, Afilu Taima Chayrim Ubehenech Nishchetu Mi Emesh." We're discussing what was shechted yesterday. Look at Rashi. Behenech Nishchetu Mi Emesh Al Hamatanot Kaamrei Achayrim B'Shel Emesh Kamayri. So look at the Acherim. He says, Acherim said, "Lo nechum ilo beshama ala truma, ala lo nechum el ala matanot." Shemayshama ein molichin, and he says that was what was done yesterday. He didn't omri molichin; it was done yesterday. So he wants to say that fits in with Rabbi Yehuda, because the whole machloket's only about what was done yesterday. The Gemara says, Yachi, Han Rabbi Yehuda, what's the difference? There should be no difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, between Rabbi Yehuda and Acharim, because they're both discussing yesterday's stuff. The Gemara says, there is a difference. Ikebenayu Tfeila. Rashi says, yeah, what's the difference between them? Rabbi Yehuda Matiru Tafel. Velo Lich Shel Emesh Im Shel Ayom. Rabbi Yehuda says, look at Rabbi Yehuda again. He says, Elohichan Bifne Atzman. You see that? The Machlok only going on their own. If you take yesterday, what you did yesterday, and we separated today, then you can take them both. Where Acharim says, no, you can't do it at all, even if it's with today's. Where Rabbi Yehuda allows you to take this. That's the difference between them. V'Acharim Sabret Afilu L'Tafel Nami Asher Bet Shammai. You can't add them in either. Umat Nitin Delo Ari Betfeil Klal. Our Mishnah is discussing Ikre Meimark Rabbi Yehuda Ikre Meimark Acharim. He says, in our Mishnah, which doesn't mention Tfeil, says Rashi, adds in the back. So really, we could actually, if we don't want to put Tfeil into the picture, if we say that our Mishnah is not discussing Tfeil by taking them both together, could fit in either with Acharim or Rabbi Yehuda. But it seems like it's clearer than both Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda allows you, even Beit Shammai will allow you to take yesterday's gifts with today's gifts. Me, personally, look in the Mishnah itself, Beit Shammai, Ein molichin achana matnot l'kohen b'yom tov, bein shumu b'emesh, bein shumu mehayom. V'hila matirin. So I don't know, not 100% sure. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. In the end, look what the Gemara says, halachat Rabbi Yossi. Not Rabbi Yehuda and not Acharim. Not Rabbi Yossi. What Rabbi Yossi say? That Rabbi Meir, that Behilal allows you to take truma on Yontif. Remember that? That's Rabbi Yossi said, right? You're with me? Everybody, right? That's Yossi. And Rav Tuber and Rav Nechemia have a garb of the chamer of truma. He had a barrel of wine of truma. Atle kamer Yossi came to Yossi and says, Amulu mahul, am tu el koen ek la gib koen truma today on Yontif? Amale hachi am Rabbi Yehuda, am a shmuel, achak Rabbi Yossi. Yes, you can.
Favia. Turn to her.